My name is John Pate, and I am studying at the University of Edinburgh. I'm a member of the Institute for Language, Cognition, and Computation, which is part of the School of Informatics. I am just now finishing up my third year, and the title of my thesis is Predictability Effects in Speech and How Children Might Use Them in Language Acquisition. Learning a language is really hard, but infants somehow manage to do it anyway. How do they do it? Since language is really big, I'm focusing on how infants could learn about syntax, which is just grouping words into meaningful phrases. It involves, for example, finding all the noun phrases and verb phrases of a sentence, or figuring out which word is the direct object. Even this small part of language is really hard to learn, especially since infants are not told where the phrases are. My dissertation focuses on showing that children get more evidence about syntax than previously thought. It has been known for a long time that talkers tend to say high-probability words more quickly than low-probability words. We say a common word like music more quickly than an uncommon word like syntax. Similarly, it has also been shown that words are pronounced more quickly if their syntactic structure is more probable. For example, the verb dance usually does not have an object. Sentences like "the ballerina danced" are much more common than sentences like "the ballerina danced a solo." So when danced is pronounced without an object, it has more probable syntax and will usually be pronounced more quickly. My thesis shows that this tendency provides a lot of information about syntax that children could use. Specifically, when an infant hears a word pronounced slowly, she has a clue that there is something unusual happening in the syntactic structure of that part of the sentence. I show this by building statistical models for learning about syntax and showing that they produce much more accurate syntax on new sentences when they have learned from words and word duration than they do when they learned only from words. This result improves our understanding of the information available to language learning infants and the learning strategies they might be using. Additionally, it could lead to more accurate speech recognition or text-to-speech systems. This work has been carried out with my supervisor Sharon Goldwater, with good conversations and feedback from Simon King, Alice Turk, and many other people at the University of Edinburgh. It is funded by the Scottish Overseas Research Studentship Award Scheme, the Scottish Informatics and Computer Science Alliance, and the University of Edinburgh Graduate School. Thank you.